Janie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. I'm so delighted to speak to Mike Booth, an artist who has exhibited internationally. His work focuses on colour in all its aspects. And Mike is the chairman of Aura Soma, innovator of AEOS and principal of the Aura Soma Academy. Mike, it's so lovely to chat to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jane. Yeah. It's lovely to chat to you. It's been a long time.
A long time. Yes, I was trying to remember when we spoke before. I think it was... Goodness, it must have been over 10 years ago when I first became aware of the Aura Soma colour products. But take us right back, because of people who haven't heard of you, and tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, so as you say, I'm an artist, and at the moment I've got an exhibition in New York and one coming up in St. Moritz in the summer. So, you know, that's my personal delight, if you like, 70 years to get to that point where I'm being exhibited in.
Wow. In how fantastic. That must be super exciting.
It is. It really is. And especially, you know, the place where it is in New York is quite close to Times Square. So, you know, right. I've got 20 pieces there and really excited about that. And the one in St. Moritz is a very beautiful gallery, sort of like a kind of Gothic cathedral in a way, set out to exhibit things. So that's another exciting one. And then, you know, I got involved with Aura Soma in 1983 with the innovator, founder of Aura Soma, Vicky Wall. And she sort of said to me, we're supposed to work together. And everybody around me said, well, you'd be crazy to do that. So I did. And I worked with her 7 days a week for 7 years until she made the transition in 1991. Since then, it's gone from being a fairly little thing to a little bit more significant thing now globally. And we export to 52 countries in the world. And you know, we make a lot of these colour combinations that go out there to support people in their day-to-day, moment-to-moment growth.
Mm. So just to explain for anyone who doesn't know what Aura Soma products are, I mean, it's such a, you know, this really should be video because they are so beautiful. Just explain exactly what they are for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about right now.
Okay. So, well, each bottle, which is a dual colour combination, contains herb extracts in the base in water, which is not ordinary water. It's small molecule water that we turn from ordinary water from a spring into small molecules using electrostatic induction. The reason for that is the same thing as some other manufacturers of cosmetics and similar products. Large water molecules do not enter the semipermeable membrane of the skin. And so we use this small molecule water. We produce it with electrostatic induction, which is like putting a water through a 100-meter drop onto a granite slab. That's the same effect as what we do with the water with electrostatic induction. And then we use herb extracts from the farm. We have a 500-acre biodynamic farm in Lincolnshire, and we produce herbs and oils from the farm that goes into both the water and the oil content of these dual combinations. A lot of the colours are based on tree barks or plant materials, and we use all of the possibilities in nature to use what's called the science of signatures. You know, every plant has a colour that is determined by either the stamen or the leaves or the roots or the petals of the plant. And those are similar, not always exactly the same, but similar to the correspondences in the human energy systems, what are called the chakras or energy stations of the body. So what we're doing is we're using these dual colour combinations, a combination of oil and water, the watery part of the plant, the oily part of the plant, shaken to a temporary emulsion, applied as a self-massage oil through self-selection, and it's a non-intrusive soul therapy. Gives us the opportunity to be able to do a little bit of interpretation relative to the 121 color combinations that we have, and how it is that everybody is called to different colors. And when you get four different color combinations, then it becomes fairly individual to each of the people that are making the selection. When you think about 121 and four combinations, then it becomes fairly individual. That sort of selectivity of the four bottles and somebody's selection for themselves. We know ourselves better than anybody else knows us. And so what we've found over the last 35, 38 years is that that empirical knowledge that we've gained about what it is and why it is people select what it is they select has also enhanced and increased the education that we offer about these products, these tools for enhancing and supporting people in the journey back towards themselves.
Mm, yeah, I mean, it's a great description, and it's really interesting because if I'd heard you talking about that, the oils, you know, and you mentioned the link to the plants and the colors and the stamen and all of that, in my mind I would have had an image of earthy tones, but in fact the colors are so vibrant. And the first time I set eyes on a display of Aurasoma bottles, oh man, I couldn't contain myself. It was just like, wow, just an explosion of color. And that dual color, as you say, that kind of two-tone, really, really special. And I was lucky enough to have a treatment all those years ago with a practitioner. And she asked me to choose the color that resonated. And I think at the time I chose a very vibrant orange. Uh-huh. And a very vibrant turquoise. And it was really interesting because at the time I was just starting to do a lot of work around communicating and needing confidence. And of course, it all linked beautifully with sort of orange for confidence and turquoise for the color of communication. And it was just fascinating. But yeah, as I say, the vibrancy of the colors is something that has to be really seen to be believed.
And what happens in those sort of situations, you know, you expressed one part of that understanding, you know, how it is that, you know, like, unless it is that we deal with our own trauma, unless it is that we deal with our own shock situations, then the communication from our feeling being tends to be a little bit inhibited. And as you say, a little lacking in confidence. So trauma response is something which is very much also aligned to that orange combination. You know, the orange turquoise, media communications, trauma response, how it is that when we begin to heal from those traumatic or shock situations in our lives, then if it is that our gift is to be able to communicate from the depth of ourselves, from our hearts, then that is very, very supported by the work with the orange and turquoise energies.
Mm. So obviously you believe then that colour really does have the power to heal.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special Be Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. Be Cure Laser.
Be Cure Laser.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, we never say that, Jamie, because, you know, that's just not acceptable in today's socio-politic environment. But, you know, for sure, over the last 38 years, I've seen incredible things. I hear incredible things every day. I mean, today I received two mails about things that people had experienced within their own lives. And, you know, this is not like an unusual day. That's like a regular day. And one of them was as like a four-page description of a transformative experience through working with a particular bottle.
And would that have been through using it for massage, or are there other ways to use the oil?
Applying it to their own body by themselves on... you know, that self-selection principle, looking at the 121 combinations and then seeing what it is that's really calling to you the most. When it is that that occurs and one's within integrity with oneself and one's not being guided by books or whatever it is that I might have said about them, then what happens is that that resonance is something which is incredibly supportive. It's like when you're giving yourself a little bit of something that you might have feel has been lacking or has been given away at some point. It's like recharging the battery, giving yourself back to yourself in that self-massage. And it's like, in that sense, it's like a body oil.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been applying these things now for nearly 40 years. And I can tell you, you know, it's like it's definitely an addictive thing. You know, it's,
yeah.
It's so something
if you apply them, then how often would you change colour, as it were? Do you know, how are you drawn to the ones you use?
I've been doing these courses in the last year or so called the 21 Keys. And so I've been using those bottles, which are two bottles per week. You know, to work through on a particular key. And so I've been doing that in the last 2 years. And I've also been using some of the new bottles that have been revealed in the system. So at any 1 week, I could be using three or four bottles at the same time.
Yeah. And just explain again for anyone who doesn't, you know, already know about chakras and the chakra colours. Yeah. Just explain a little bit about that and how they link.
Yeah, well, so, you know, every human being is like a rainbow. You know, each of us has got all of the colours within ourselves. And, you know, in Aurasoma, we work with 14 main colours. It goes from red at the base to violet at the top. And beyond the physicality, there's the magenta energy above the head. And then it goes into the pure white light above that. In between the colours of the chakra energies, the traditional seven colours of the rainbow, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, royal blue, violet. There's also other colours, and those are like the turquoise, the olive, the gold, and the coral. All of these are like different aspects of the energy centres, and each of those energy centres, chakras, correspond to major organs of the body, particularly the endocrine system, and how it is that colour and the correspondences of colour work with the endocrine system and help to restore or balance. And when you're using herbs and plants and crystals that also have the same colour vibration, which we have in Aurasoma as part of the constituents of the product, so it is that we're also working with the three kingdoms, the mineral kingdom, the crystals and the gems. We have those produced for us on crystals that I've selected in various parts of the world, in Switzerland, that then come back to the UK in the form of what's called spiguric tinctures. Those are added to the products, the water phase of the product, and also the oil. And what happens with that is those mineral contents work with the skeletal structures and the more material aspect of our physicality. Then the plants and the herbs also have color correspondences. You know, everybody knows lavender's basically violet, and so it corresponds to the crown chakra, or, you know, Hypericum, the St. John's wort, has two aspects, which is one is red and the other is yellow. Red and yellow relate to the base chakra, and, you know, you've got hemorrhoids, you've got everything to do with nerve endings and so on in the base, and specific in relation to Hypericum or St. John's wort, you've got those two colours, the stamen of the plant, the petals of the plant, already indicated by nature. All we need is the decode, the science of signatures, to help us to understand. So it's the same with each and every bottle. That science of signatures, the colour correspondences relative to the crystals and gems, the herbs and the plants, correspond to the major colours of the energy systems of the body, which in turn relate to the endocrine system or other aspects like the lymphs or the immune system, and how it is that all of that integrates into her holistic being.
It's absolutely fascinating. Now, please forgive me if I'm wrong, but am I right in thinking that, is it Vicky, the creator, was blind?
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
Yeah, the 7 years that I spent with her, she described me as her eyes and ears. And,
oh, wow.
You know, really, yeah, well, it was the whole thing, Janie, because, you know, the first workshop that I did with her, we lived in a farmhouse, and it was the first workshop she'd done outside London. It was in a small hamlet called Wick in near Glastonbury in Somerset. And I had no idea what to expect. The first day of the workshop, where Vicky did her thing, and it was very, very beautiful. I enjoyed what it was that she had to say. And we walked out of that workshop at the end of the day, and Margaret said, "I've got a bit of a headache." Margaret was Vicky's partner. She was somebody who introduced cranial osteopathy to the College of Osteopathy in England from Australia. But anyway, Margaret said to me she had a headache, and so she wanted to lie down. Would I take Vicky for a walk? Now, I've never walked with a blind woman before. I didn't know what that involved. We lived next to a dairy, and on that path outside our house was where the cows went every day to get into the milk parlour. And so very difficult with a lady, blind, all dressed in white with the little white shoes, and me trying to work out.
Could have all gone bad, couldn't it?
Yes, you can understand. So that was my initiation. And in that walk, she said to me, "Mike, I think we're supposed to work together. I won't be able to pay you for the first couple of years, but, you know, maybe, you know, we'll manage." And I thought, this sounds a really attractive proposition.
So the idea effectively then was that she was creating these oils and really was an alchemist, but she couldn't see the colours.
No, she couldn't. And, wow. You know, she had a psychic ability or a peripheral ability, which meant that she could see energy. So she saw the energy around people. She saw the energy around plants. She saw the energy of what it was that happened when it was that she put the essential oils, the herb extracts together. And all of that perception was what led to the formulations of the first bottles. Wow. And she said that she received that in meditation or prayer. And it was a period of over 3 days where it was that she had the revelation of what Aurasoma was all about. That revelation involved a vision of colours coming towards her, she described as waves. Those waves were, so every time she reached out for them, they receded. When it was that the third night happened, then it was though other hands moved her hands. She went into the little laboratory in her ex-housekeeper's house, and she made the first bottles. And when Margaret came down in the morning and said that, you know, what it is that was lying on the kitchen table, as Vicky had brought them from the little laboratory into the kitchen, she said to Vicky, "Well, what are they?" And Vicky said, "I don't know. It's something that I did in the night."
Wow. That's amazing. So what a fantastic legacy to leave, and just, and how wonderful that you were the chosen one, literally, weren't you, to continue this work? Just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want it to sound like that it was an easy process.
I'm sure it wasn't, no.
It was for sure not. And the resistance in me at every step of the way, and the advice from friends and family when it was that I made the decision to do what I felt called to do was immense. Mm. So, you know, there was not...
What kind of work had you been doing previously then?
I was teaching relaxation and meditation to a government body in the Medway towns.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. So, I mean, I suppose, you know, one of the really interesting parts of all of this is that, you know, you do have your, as you say, you know, this biodynamic farm, and the and also, as you say, you've sourced ingredients around the world, whether that be crystals or whatever. And it's all really about the provenance of these ingredients, isn't it? That's really what is the uniqueness of this brand, both Aura Soma and Aeos Skincare, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, again, for anyone who's not aware of some of the kind of principles around biodynamic farming, can you explain a little bit about that for us?
It's like working with all of the things that are there inherent, like, you know, ancient man, you know, was really aware, as everybody knows, you know, the building of all the megaliths, you know, like examples like Stonehenge or Avebury or in England. These places were, you know, really kind of, from an agricultural point of view, star maps. And how it was that the solstices, the equinoxes were very important from the agricultural community. So a lot of that was lost. And Rudolf Steiner in the latter part of the 19th century began to give advice from what was a spiritual science point of view about the cosmology of how the planets, the moon, influenced plants, crops, agriculture, and so on. So, you know, when he passed away, then the whole of the biodynamic movement got kind of the basis of what he'd left behind in terms of advice for agriculture, the moon planting, the preparations and application, the days to plant particular things, leaf crops or root crops, governed by planetary influences and the path of the moon and so on. And so these days, you know, that's continued, and the biodynamic movement and the organisms of those farms throughout the world that follow biodynamic principles. And it's not just like, oh, you know, we plant grain or we have lambs or we have sheep or we have cows or other, you know, other parts of the whole organism. It's like how it is that everything is influencing everything else. And there's a holistic view about farm management, a holistic view in relation to the cosmos, a holistic view about the applications of preparations, how it is that we energize the plants so that their immune systems are strong, so that then when it is that humans work with plants, herbs, or cereals that come from a biodynamic source, so it is that then there's an opportunity for our immune systems to be nurtured or enhanced, because the healthy immune system of a plant, the healthy immune system of a grain, really helps our immune system. And, you know, that I feel is so critical at this point in time. It's such an important part of what we do. My emphasis in terms of my own interest, besides the painting, besides all of the other things of running the company and so on, is the farm. And the farm and its microorganisms through the compost, through what we do with the biodynamics, through the preparations, and some additions that we do also from an energetic point of view that I've learned over the last, well, I've been involved with biodynamics for 50 years now. So I began in Scotland and, you know, transferred that knowledge into the development of the growing of the herbs and the plants from the Aura Soma point of view. So, you know, it's a really big part of my own interests. And the microorganisms in the compost, you know, it sounds like a funny thing, but it's such a beautiful part of what supports the human condition in relation to bringing about good health, in terms of bringing about holistic well-being, because those microorganisms are working really hard all the time to restore soil life, to restore vitality, and to give back what it is that they can in terms of regenerative energy that's part of their work. If it is that, you know, weed killers and too much fertilizers are used on the soil, the diminishing of the microorganisms means that there's really difficulties in what it is that occurs. And, you know, desertification is then the consequence. In America, there are very large tracts of land that have experienced that overproduction through nitrate addition and so on. And so what we do with biodynamics is completely the opposite view of that. It's how we restore and regenerate soil life through all of the different means that I've described.
Absolutely. It's completely working with nature rather than against it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I would say supporting nature even more than working with, because I believe that, you know, nature, the being of the earth now, is at a point where it's really wanting humanity to wake up to the possibility that she's given us an opportunity, and how that opportunity can translate itself if we support her in her evolutionary journey rather than just taking from her, then she will give us in abundance. One of the things that we've also built since I last talked to you is what's called a chakra path in the land. So not only working with the chakras of ourselves that we've already just spoken about, the seven major colors and the minor chakras, but also we've done a mile-long chakra path in the landscape. You know, if you ever get a chance to come and have a little walk on there.
I'd love to. Wow.
Then we've got them all laid out with various crystals and geometric figures that also is very supportive when we walk it, not only for ourselves in terms of rebalancing our own energy centers, but also as a contribution to the awakening of Gaia, the awakening of Albion in this instance, because we're in England. So it is that as Albion awakens, then so it is that there's a possibility for a global awakening to come about. According to Vicky Wall, the founder and innovator of Aurasoma, you know, the key point in the next years that's going to come about, when more people are going to be beginning that awakening journey, 2027. So we've not got long to go, only another 5 years, and the beginnings of a shift in terms of more global awareness and more support for the being of the earth might start to come about. Aurasoma's farm, a Shire farm, was recognized in a book called Galaxy on Earth, and it was recognized as a site for the new consciousness to emerge amongst all the other sites, sacred sites in the world. It's one for the new time or the next time, and recognized by an author called Richard Leviton.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Scalar light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and scalar light researcher, has created the world's only scalar light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com. Or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now. But did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health. Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Tell us a little bit more about AEOS then. It stands for Active Energized Organic Skincare, which is exactly what it is. It's the most beautiful, amazing, pure.
And thank you for all your support for that.
Oh, I mean, it's such an awesome brand. And I think, you know, it looks beautiful. It feels amazing. It does amazing
like an unknown
things for your
gem,
skin.
Isn't it, in the world of cosmetics?
It really, really is. It really is. It still is a little bit of a well-kept secret, but we're going to change that. Just tell us a little bit about the whole thing, you know.
We've never invested in the advertising that we could have done because you know, where I've put the resources is more into the farm and the things we've already talked about. So AEOS, unfortunately, is in an environment which is, you know, very advertised based. And, you know, we're against competition, even though we win various competitions in various environments in various parts of the world. That advertising budget that runs into millions with a lot of the companies that don't put a lot of things in their ingredients but have a high degree of profitability, we're just never going to be in a situation where I think that that's a priority. And it is going to be, it's only ever going to be something that's going to grow through people appreciating the difference that it does make.
Yeah,
it contains
absolutely
all of the same things as Aurasoma, the crystals that we use in Aurasoma. Part of the way in which it was innovated was, well, you know, all of the people that work with Aurasoma use cosmetics. So I thought, well, you know, like a lot of the population at that point in time, and still is the case, you know, 90% women, then, you know, they all want things that are going to be helpful for their skin, helpful for their well-being and so on. Then why don't we use the same energetics that are in Aurasoma to produce a cosmetic range? So hence the active, energized, organic skincare. AEOS is exactly that. The use of the spagyric energies in crystal form, the herbs and the plants that come from the land, and the oils that come from the grain. Spelt, a very ancient grain.
Yes, you've got a couple of really beautiful spelt products, haven't you? I've really
The regenerative
really loving those.
Skin cream has won some good awards and you know, very much recognised in a niche way. People who really are discriminative in relation to their skin have recognised that.
I mean, you know, you've got no sort of fillers or additional nonsense that, you know, nothing to pad it out.
It is very much, you know, it's a very general. And what I can say with it is, from my point of view, it's one of the main things is its integrity, and the integrity of the product is something that I want always to be there. Whatever we introduce, I want it to be as full of its integrity as it's possible for us to bring into it, because I think it's that makes it stand alone in an environment where I feel there can be a lack of that, you know, with the whole of the way the cosmetic industry is.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I think in recent years, you know, probably the last time we spoke, I mean, my first book, Imperfectly Natural Woman, came out in 2006. Goodness, it's a long time ago, right?
And
back then, you know, there were way less natural brands around. You know, I think there are only about 5 actual cosmetic companies that I found when I was researching, incredibly. There were some skincare companies. Now, of course, as we both know, the market, it has grown exponentially. Of course it has. Yeah. But with that has come a whole bunch of new problems, because, you know, whereas when I wrote my first book, I might have been, you know, sort of encouraging people to look for organic skincare, you know, to look for natural skincare. Of course, you can't just use those words now and expect to get the right thing. You know, the amount of people that will say to me, oh, you'd be very proud of me. You know, I've bought some organic cream. Okay, let's just have a quick look at that then. You know, and you look at the ingredients, and yes, it's got, you know, 0.1% organic aloe vera, and every other synthetic chemical known to man. You know, I mean, that doth not a natural product make, right? So to
and
try
then,
and
then on top of that, greenwashing as well. You know, everybody's doing so much of that. You know,
yeah, absolutely. I can imagine it must be a little bit. I mean, obviously, you managed to stay away from it, but it must be a little bit frustrating when your product really is. You know, 100% natural and organic, with the provenance of these, you know, incredibly sustainable, beautiful ingredients. You know, so yeah, good for you. It really is a most magical brand. And as you say, you know, you talk about all of these ingredients, but there's a bit of magic in there as well, isn't there? It's not just that the ingredients are put together, right?
Absolutely, and you know, a lot of what we don't do, which I in a way I'm sad about, is that we don't put a lot more emphasis in relation to the little bit of marketing that we do on some of the things which are the pluses that you're mentioning.
Yeah.
Because how in the environment that we are can we do that when there's so much misinformation relative
absolutely.
To everything else? You know,
yeah.
So it has to stand on its own integrity as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the future? Anything exciting to tell me about, or anything that you're doing personally?
No, I think that you know, I've covered my exciting life. You know, the fact that I've got sort of exhibitions happening, you know, with my paintings and that sort of thing. I think the creations in AOS will continue to gently unfold. We've got several things in development that I think will be exciting, but. You know, everything takes time when you're developing these things, and you know, we certainly want to keep to rather a small offering until it is that it's a little bit more acknowledged, rather than have too many things that are confusing to the consumer. You know,
sure. Just one last question: when it comes to the, you know, the biodynamic farming, and you know, obviously your the ingredients and the plants and the herbs and the flowers or whatever, how affected is it by, you know, things sort of that are seemingly out of your control, like weather, for example, or lockdowns, how does that kind of affect you?
Very much so. You know, it's you know, I thought you were going to go in the direction about what it is that's being put into the atmosphere in relation.
Well, yeah, that too.
You know, chemtrails and all of that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, these things are a massive problem. And, you know, if Steiner had lived, you know, in this time, I'm sure that he would have been doing some of the things that we're doing to help with, you know, the levels of contaminants and toxicity that's in the atmosphere, besides, you know, the shifts in the weather. The shifts in the weather and what it is that happens with that is really something that, you know, all the time we just have to be intuitive, trust the feminine within ourselves, as well as the movement of the planets, the moon and so on, to be able to know when it is that we got to do the appropriate actions in relation to the farm. So, you know, just a little example before this last lot of storms that hit the UK, you know, everybody's been talking about Eunice. Mm. We managed to get on the land to do a little bit of rotavating, and that was purely an intuitive thing. It didn't really make sense in terms of, you know, we won't be putting seed in the land just yet. But if we hadn't have got onto it, then because of the levels of rain, because of the difficulties of the winds and so on, it would have been impossible to have prepared the soil this week or next week. And so, you know, one has to just really be in tune to be able to do those things in harmony with what's happening, so that then it is that you've got a little bit of an edge in relation to what can take place later, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. So do you want to just share with us just the websites where people can find the products? I mean, I guess you sell all over the world now. You're very much an international brand.
So either, you know, you can go to aurasoma.com, you can go to aos.com, you can go to aurasomaacademy.com, you can go to any of those sites. And if you want to view my mandalas, you can look at Mike's mandalas on Instagram or anywhere that. Then it's all there.
Oh, I'll check that out. What does the Academy do?
The Academy is the training establishment, you know, that is been there for 30 more years, Deborah in Tetford in Lincolnshire, and we train the practitioners and the teachers of Aurasoma globally. And at these days, it's mainly focused on Zoom sessions. I mentioned to you the 21 keys. The next thing will be the gates that the keys open. And, you know, we've had, you know, more than 1,000 participants in the Zoom sessions following up to enable them to be up to date as practitioners and teachers, spreading the word of Aurasoma in the world.
Fantastic. Mike, it's so great to chat to you. And I really appreciate everything that you're doing. Thanks so much for sharing it with us. It's just fascinating. I love it.
And
thank
as
you.
I said, you know, I really appreciate your support over the years, Janie. And
it's been great. It's really been great to work with AOS. Just perfect. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.